News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. A head constable was among four people killed and at least 50 others, including several paramilitary and Delhi police personnel, were injured on Monday as violence flared up once again over the Citizenship Amendment Act in Northeast Delhi. This was the second day of clashes in Delhi, where United States President Donald Trump arrived on Monday evening on the main leg of his visit, after landing in Ahmedabad earlier in the day and then proceeding to Agra. The police have imposed Section 144 of the CRPC, which prohibits assembly of four or more people in areas affected by violence in Northeast Delhi. Several areas in Northeast Delhi resembled a battlefield, with frenzied protesters setting ablaze houses, shops, vehicles and a petrol pump and hurling stones. The police fired tear gas shells and resorted to lathi charge as clashes broke out between groups protesting and in support of the CAA at Jafrabad, Maujpur, Chandbagh, Khureji Khas and Bhajanpura. Security personnel conducted flag marches and prohibitory orders were imposed to bring the situation under control. Ratan Lal, a 42-year-old head constable attached to the office of the Assistant Commissioner of Police in Gokulpuri, died after sustaining injuries during stone pelting there. Three other civilians succumbed to their injuries suffered in the clashes, said a Delhi government official, adding that 50 people with injuries had come to the GTB hospital for treatment. At least 11 police personnel, including Shahdara Deputy Commissioner of Police Amit Sharma and Gokulpuri ACP Anuj Kumar, were injured while trying to quell the protests. Two CRPF police personnel were also injured, said sources. Government sources said the violence appears to have been orchestrated by some for publicity as it comes during Trump's visit. They said Delhi Police Commissioner Amulya Patnaik was stationed at the police control room and was closely monitoring the situation. On Monday evening, Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla said the situation was fully under control and sufficient forces were deployed on the ground. Officials said at least eight companies of 100 personnel each of Central Armed Police were present on the ground besides the Delhi Police. Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia said all private and government schools in Northeast Delhi district will remain closed on Tuesday in the wake of the violence. The centre, meanwhile, warned of stern action against those involved in the violence. Union Minister of State for Home G. Kishan Reddy said non-violent protests in a democratic country are acceptable, but not violence, which, he termed, was an attempt to dent India's image during Trump's visit. United States President Donald Trump, on his maiden visit to India, arrived in the national capital on Monday evening for the main leg of his trip, during which he will hold extensive talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two leaders will aim to expand the India-US global partnership during their talks today, a day after both lavished praise on each other and vowed to script a better future for people of the two democracies. Before leaving for India, Trump had described Modi as his friend and did the same at the Namaste Trump event in Ahmedabad earlier in the day. Trump, who was received at the Palam Airport in Delhi by Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and a number of senior officials, is staying at ITC Maurya Hotel. Trump, accompanied by wife Melania, daughter Ivanka, son-in-law Jared Kushner, and the top brass of his administration, arrived in Ahmedabad around noon for a little less than 36-hour-long trip to India. After Ahmedabad, the delegation traveled to Agra, where they visited the Taj Mahal. In his address at the Motera Stadium in Ahmedabad, Trump announced that deals to sell state-of-the-art military helicopters and other equipment worth over $3 billion will be sealed on Tuesday. We love you India very much, said Trump, finishing his 27-minute speech, in which he heaped praise on Modi and spoke highly about India's achievements in diverse areas. Talking about defense and strategic ties between the two countries, Trump said the US is looking forward to providing India with some of the best and most feared military equipment on the planet. We make the greatest weapons ever made, airplanes, missiles, rockets, ships. We make the best, and we are dealing now with India. But this includes advanced air defense systems and armed and unarmed aerial vehicles, he said. The deals Trump mentioned will include procurement of 24 MH-60 Romeo helicopters by India from the US at a cost of $2.6 billion, another contract to acquire 6 AH-64E Apache helicopters for $800 million from the US is also on the table. I'm pleased to announce that tomorrow our representatives will sign deals to sell over $3 billion in the absolute finest state-of-the-art military helicopters and other equipment to the Indian Armed Forces, Trump said. Today's talks between Modi and Trump are likely to send across a clear message of growing congruence of interests between India and the US on major geopolitical developments in the region and beyond, particularly when China has been expanding its military and economic clout. However, they are unlikely to produce tangible outcome in resolving thorny issues like trade tariffs. Trump and Modi are likely to focus on a wide variety of bilateral and regional issues, including trade and investment, defense and security, counterterrorism, H-1B, energy security, religious freedom, proposed peace deal with Taliban in Afghanistan, and the situation in the Indo-Pacific, according to Indian and US officials. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ravish Kumar earlier said five pacts providing for cooperation in areas of intellectual property rights, trade facilitation, and homeland security are expected to be finalized during Trump's visit. Last week, Kumar said India does not want to create artificial deadlines. The US has been seeking greater access to India's huge poultry and dairy markets. However, India has some reservations over it. On the morning of February 25, Trump and First Lady Melania will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of the Rashtrapati Bhavan. From there, they will go to Rajghat to pay homage at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi. This will be followed by restricted and delegation-level talks between Trump and Modi at Hyderabad House, after which Modi will host a lunch. In the afternoon, Trump is expected to attend certain private events at the US Embassy, including a roundtable with industry representatives. In the evening, Trump will meet President Ramnath Kovind at the Rashtrapati Bhavan, where a banquet will be hosted in his honor. Trump will depart from India later this evening. Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein was convicted of sexual assault by a New York jury on Monday, a victory for the Me Too movement that inspired women to go public with misconduct allegations against powerful men. Once one of Hollywood's most powerful producers, the 67-year-old was convicted of sexually assaulting a former production assistant in 2006 and raping a one-time aspiring actress in 2013. He faces up to 25 years in prison. He was acquitted on the most serious charge, predatory sexual assault, which carried a potential life sentence. The judge ordered Weinstein to remain in custody until his sentencing, scheduled for March 11. Judge James Berg denied a defense request that the disgraced film producer remain out on bail for health reasons, but said he would ask that Weinstein be held in an infirmary unit. During his trial, Weinstein often appeared feeble, entering the courthouse using a walker. He sometimes leaned on his lead attorney, Donna Rotunno, for support. "He's taken some good acting tips," actress Rose McGowan said at the start of the trial on January 6 while staging a protest near the courthouse, along with actress Rosanna Arquette and other Weinstein accusers. "Weinstein's partial conviction marks a new era of justice," said the Time's Up Foundation that formed in the aftermath of his downfall. "The jury's verdict sends a powerful message to the world," the foundation said in a statement. "While we celebrate this historic moment, our fight to fix the broken system that has allowed serial abusers like Harvey Weinstein to abuse women in the first place continues. Abusers everywhere and the powerful forces that protect them should be on notice. There's no going back." Weinstein made his mark with critically acclaimed films such as The English Patient and Shakespeare in Love. More than 80 women, including famous actresses, had accused him of sexual misconduct stretching back decades. He had denied the allegations and said any sexual encounters were consensual. Paul Callan, a former New York prosecutor who is not involved in the case, said Weinstein had strong grounds to argue the verdict should be overturned on appeal because of bias, noting that one of the jurors was the author of a forthcoming book on teenage girls and predatory older men. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.